Hi everyone, it's Adam from Monkey Tennis here. Just saying a huge thank you to all of you that have supported my charity appeal so far. For those that haven't heard about it, this September I'm going to be swimming 15 kilometres between five islands in Cornwall. I'll be swimming the Isles of Scilly, that's Scilly, S-C-I-L-L-Y. I'm doing it because I want to, but also to raise money for CALM, the Campaign Against Living Miserably. It's a well-known statistic that 125 people in the UK die by suicide every week, and CALM run a free and confidential helpline for people to speak through their problems and ultimately to help prevent suicides. I'm looking to raise enough money to train two new phone workers to man those lines, and I'll be doing it by swimming the Isles of Scilly in Cornwall. If you're looking to support me, it would be greatly appreciated. You can donate at justgiving.com. Just go there and search for Adam Swim Scilly. That's Adam Swim Scilly, S-C-I-L-L-Y. All donations greatly appreciated. Thank you for helping me to support CALM. And now, on with Monkey Tennis.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Our selection of newspapers is excellent. Our security is robust. Our denim policy is stringent. Support for Monkey Tennis comes from the Choristers Country Club, home to the sharpest minds and fences in Norfolk. Contact us about membership deals now.
Monkey Tennis?
Damn!
Monkey Tennis?
Little pierce my foot on his thigh.
Monkey Tennis?
Go to London, I guarantee you'll either be mugged or not appreciated.
Monkey Tennis?
Damn!
Monkey Tennis? On the whole, a very good effort, 7/10.
It's hotter than the sun!
Back of the net. Monkey Tennis?
Hello and welcome to Monkey Tennis, the Alan Partridge fan podcast. This is a surprise prologue introduction episode for
surprise.
You before we get started with season two properly on Wednesday. We've got a few loose ends from the previous series, some correspondence to go through and also some great news as well. I'm Adam Brooks and I'm joined as always by Tom Dark.
He thinks he's Rod Stewart.
Nick Older.
It's got bean juice on it.
And Tom Stab.
Adam Clayton is fine.
So first up, the big news. We are putting on our first ever live podcast event, Monkey
Good
Tennis
God.
Live at the Prince Charles Cinema in Leicester Square, London. It's going to be taking place on Thursday, November the 24th. All four of us and producer Jed will be there dissecting, celebrating and discussing Alpha Papa, the Alan Partridge movie. We're looking forward to getting as many of you in a room as possible. All kinds of surprises, giveaways and bits and pieces to come. You can get ticket information now at Facebook and Twitter. We'll pin a post to the top of those pages, twitter.com/thepartridgepod and facebook.com/thepartridgepod as well.
Oh, it's going to be a good time.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. It's going to be amazing to get all Partridge fans in a room together. Talk about Alpha Papa. It's going to be brilliant. I can't wait.
And don't worry, Jed will still only have one word.
Oh, God, yeah. He's not allowed to talk.
No.
So hopefully we will see you there.
Super Talk! Brought to you by Ginster's Pasties.
So plenty of you have been in touch with us over the course of Series 1 and in the months since then, either on Twitter, Facebook or emailing thepartridgepod@gmail.com. We're going to go through some of your correspondence now.
Yes, Yeah, so I thought we'd start with Stuart Smith, who emailed in. Cheers, Stuart. He got in touch and spoke about something he did while he was a student last year at uni. I think it's something we could all probably consider ourselves doing. They basically, him and his house, did a huge Partridge-a-thon. Starting at 9:30 in the morning, they watched all of Knowing Me, Knowing You, I'm Alan Partridge, Mid-Morning Matters, Welcome to the Places of My Life, Alpha Papa, in sequence, with the only break coming in the form of changing over the DVD. It took about 14 hours overall, which is a pretty high dedication.
This is like Alan's Bondathon and
basically
two,
yeah. Which I think it's something
they have
we could
strawberry
do.
Nesquilk.
It's not mentioned here, although their diet did consist mainly of Scotch eggs, Toblerones, cup of beans with a sausage in, chocolate oranges, and of course, Ladyboy chasers.
Excellent work there, lads. That is cracking
That's
stuff.
Brilliant. Cheers to Stuart Smith for sending that in.
We've all done Ladyboy chasers a few times, and I think we are planning on trying the cup of beans in series two. Stick with us for that.
Next point, a lot of people got in touch about. Henry Green, James Roach, Darren Butler, Craig McCaskill, and others all mentioned that the Jed Maxwell episode, the inspiration for that was actually when comedian and On the Hour writer Stuart Lee claimed that he went back to a fan's house and saw posters of himself on the wall, apparently, and the fan whose house he was staying at allegedly was radio DJ Christian O'Connell.
That's amazing.
We've had that from, I think, probably 7 or 8 people have been in touch saying that, but I do wonder if that's actually a bit of an urban myth, how true that actually
is. Do you reckon?
So, Christian O'Connell, if you're listening, get in touch and verify.
Maybe Chris Moyles could ask him.
Yeah, I'd imagine
he's
he will.
A big fan.
He loves us.
Hi, Chris. So the next email we were going to go to here is from Robin Carfoot. Hi, Robin. So Robin's sent us in 2 points here. He sent us in an interesting fact and a discussion point. Mm. So the interesting fact is Simon Greenall, so that's Michael, and Felicity Montague, that's Lynn, appeared on an episode of Celebrity Ready, Steady, Cook, which he stumbled across in possibly 2002, 2003. They were introduced primarily as actors from I'm Alan Partridge, so he's guessing it must be shortly after the second series. He searched for it online, but he can't find any reference to it anywhere, so he writes, I hope I didn't just dream it.
I'd love to know if they won as well.
I hope he didn't too, because I would love to see that.
I really would like to see that. But yeah, you would imagine they probably did that as part of the promo trail for I'm Alan Partridge Series 2 in 2002.
I would love it if they got the shopping bag out and it was beans, sausage, Toblerone. Make something out of this.
Yeah, it would make sense, wouldn't it? And Robin's discussion point, which this is quite interesting. So Robin writes, should the character Alan Partridge be a franchise in the same vein as James Bond or Doctor Who? It could be the answer if Coogan is tired of portraying Alan. Clearly there'd be lots of media speculation about who would be the next Partridge. I wonder whether Idris Elba would be throwing his hat into the ring, having seemingly just missed out on the Bond job. So, thank you for that, Robin. So the question to the group is, if Alan Partridge was going to become a franchise character, who would be the next person to play Alan?
I've got mine. I think Simon Bird from The Inbetweeners would be a good shout.
Oh, yeah.
That is a good shout.
He could play a young Alan Partridge in Alan Origins.
Anyone else got any?
Well, I think it's. I mean, the premise is tricky. I think the easy answer is that no one could follow Alan.
Oh, of course.
But
yeah, I think the reality of it is that would never happen.
only because Steve Coogan's been playing him for so long. I can't think of a suitable replacement off the top of my head.
Do we do what modern Hollywood is doing and recast it as a woman?
Oh, that's
like
a good idea.
Like doing Ghostbusters and who that would be. That.
But who's the answer?
Alanis Partridge.
Oh, I know who I would put in. I think I'd put Jessica Knappett in from Drifters. I think
yes.
If you're doing a female Partridge reboot, I think she'd be great.
That's a good answer.
Yeah,
okay, that's like the his and hers.
So we've recast Alan Partridge as a woman.
Alanis Partridge.
Yep.
Cool, thanks for that, Robin.
Okay, next up we have an email in from Paul Munro. Thanks for writing in. And he writes, I hear you guys mention Bill Carr throughout the various episodes of the podcast, the name Alan gives to the police when caught nabbing a traffic cone. In what is very probably completely unrelated and uninteresting trivia, this is perfect, by the way, to write in.
This is the sort of stuff we're looking for, guys.
Exactly. He says, this is the name that Alan Rickman, playing the bad guy Hans Gruber, gives to Bruce Willis, playing the good guy John McCain, in Die Hard after seeing it on a board full of employee names. So we did look into this to try and fact check it. I think it's fair to say we couldn't find any reference of this. But
yeah, I had a little look. I found the script online and did a search for Bill Carr and couldn't find anything. But that doesn't mean that it's not
visual.
It could be visual. And I'm not an expert in Die Hard. I haven't seen it. I think I've seen it once, maybe twice.
Twice. It's the best Christmas film ever.
Well, in that case, if you've seen it so many times, why don't you tell us when Bill Carr appears then?
Well, I mean, I've got no idea. But anyway, Paul, we're not calling you a liar. We're just saying we can't verify what you've told us. So if anybody else could fact check that for us, that'd be great. I mean, we did literally spend seconds looking for it. So if anyone else wants to give that a go, please do.
Also, just to fact check Tom Dark's last sentence, Die Hard is not the best Christmas film. It's the second best after Batman Returns.
Get in the sea.
Yeah, Adam, you can leave now.
Next email comes from Jason Aplin, who says he's recently subscribed to the podcast, and he has a story about working at Foster's Menswear in Guildford in the late 80s. So it does exist.
Yeah, I told you it was real. I wasn't making it up. Also, I love the amount of publicity we've given this story.
It's
over
not that we didn't believe it, Tom. It's just that you're so much older than us, and we weren't around when it was a thing.
I think you guys have just got bad memories.
So Jason Aplin, probably around the same age as Tom Dark, said that he worked in Foster's Menswear in Guildford in the late 80s, and it was shit. True story. Keep up the good work. Sorry, no, he also goes into further detail where he says the assistant manager used to pick on him and eventually sacked him. He's over it now, but as a footnote, there was obviously a clerical error at head office, and as a consequence, he was sent 15 identical letters of dismissal over a six-day period. Talk about kicking a man when he's down. Thank you very much, Jason, for that email.
Oh, dear. The next one is from Ross Hutchinson, and it reads as follows. Oh, first he says, give me another series, you shit. Well done.
That's happening.
He says, I tell you what amuses me, really amuses me, when you're discussing series one, Watership Allen, I think, nobody picked up on the part where Allen slates Carol's gym instructor lover for driving a Renault Megane. Well, we did mention that, but let's go on. In particular, his wording when quoting from Top Gear magazine about overtaking National Express coaches being a long, drawn-out affair. I've always wondered if he reads this out to her, not because it's a poor review, but because she is in fact having a long, drawn-out affair. What do you think? I think possible.
It's good. Yeah. I think he's probably reading too much into it, to be honest, but I like it.
Yep. Yeah, Alan's quite boozed at that point as well, because he's been drinking, so I think it's just coincidental. I don't think he's putting... it's a bit too smart for him.
That is the level of scrutiny that we like, though. Thanks very much for getting in touch.
Absolutely.
Alan's Funny Stories.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So the last bit of correspondence we've got to discuss today is a Facebook message we received from Tim Gray. Tim writes, very much enjoying the podcast, still catching up. I once sat next to the actress who played Lynn on the Isle of Wight ferry. She was with her family, we didn't speak. Do I win £5? Well, the answer to that, Tim, is no,
yes,
you don't.
Yes, please get in contact with Tom Dark.
Yeah. No, you can get in touch with Adam Brooks Bristol.
It was our understanding that no money would change hands.
Exactly. But, Tim, you do win our respect for not hassling the lovely Felicity Montague.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tim.
In fact, thanks to everyone who's written in. If you want to get in touch, you can email us, thepartridgepod@gmail.com. Otherwise, we're on Twitter @thepartridgepod, and it's facebook.com/thepartridgepod. And our Facebook and Twitter is also where you can find details of the first ever Monkey Tennis merch. We've had a very snazzy t-shirt designed and it's now on sale. We're doing it through merched.com. So basically you go up, you pledge your money. If enough people are interested, then we will make a run of these t-shirts. But you will have to put your support in quickly because you have to order them by the time Series 2 is over. Yep. Otherwise, they will disappear off the interwebs forever.
Well, please do pledge that t-shirt. It's brilliant. I love it. I would
it's
want
a great
one.
T-shirt and we need your support to make sure that it gets made, because we want them as well.
So please do take a look. Go to our Facebook or our Twitter pages. We've given you the addresses already, and you will find details of them there.
So we'll be bouncing back on Wednesday with episode...
I see what you did there.
Yeah, it's clever, wasn't it? Bouncing back on Wednesday, episode 1 of series 2 of I'm Alan Partridge. And stick with us over the next 6 weeks. We are planning a few Partridge-based experiments, which should make the podcast a nice interactive experience for you all.
So much to come. Static Caravans, Bono's House, Sonia, apple pie,
Sunny Delight,
toast in a microwave,
Nameless Builders.
That's just floppy hot bread.
Yeah. Cool. We will catch up with all of you.
Lexi.
We will catch up with all of you on Wednesday for the first proper episode of the second series of Monkey Tennis, the Alan Partridge fan podcast. For now, thanks and goodbye.
See ya.
Bye.
Monkey Tennis is a post-pop podcast produced by Jed Shepherd. The artwork's by Dave McNamara, and the theme is an excerpt of the Black Beauty theme, Galloping Home, by Dennis King. To find out more about the records and podcasts made by Post-Pop, head to postpoprecords.com.
Monkey Tennis?
Damn!
Monkey Tennis?
Little Pierce, my foot of a spy.
Monkey Tennis?
Go to London, I guarantee you'll either be mugged or not appreciated.
Monkey Tennis?
Damn!
Monkey Tennis? On the whole, a very good effort, 7/10.
It's hotter than the sun!
Back of the net. Monkey Tennis?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Yeah.